الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم today I want to talk to you about a very important thing, if not the most important thing in life, and that is focus. The difference between winners and losers is only one, which is focus. The difference between ordinary light and laser is focus. Ordinary light at best illuminates, laser cuts through steel. It's light. It's the same light. But you focus it and it cuts through steel. Now, why am I talking about focus? Let me give you another example. One of my great passions is wildlife photography. So I photograph birds, I photograph animals. I'm creating an album here, which again I've sent to many of you on Google Photos. Again, if you want the album, send me a mail or something and I will send you the link. Which is about the birds that come to my bird feeders, which is right behind here. So there are the birds who are living in this area. I don't know how many of you have seen those birds, but I can tell you there's a long list of birds. Very, very, very beautiful. And they live in the same area. Now, among them are birds which are resident. There are some birds like the American robin and a couple of others which are migratory. But there's some birds which are resident, like black-capped chickadees and white-breasted nuthatches and so on. Little bird like that, right? Smaller than a sparrow. It is resident here. It lives through these winters where you get minus sub-zero temperatures, and sometimes you get in snowstorms, you get snow, as you know, I mean, you guys also live here. You get snow, 12 inches of snow, 18 inches of snow, which stays on the ground for days together, doesn't melt. Those little birds live through that whole period. The second thing which about those birds is that they are on everybody's menu. They, their eggs, their chicks. Blue jays carry away their eggs. Blue jays eat their chicks. Crows do that. Ravens do that. All kinds of birds. So here is this little bird, which is in spring and summer in their nest. They've laid eggs. They come back. Eggs gone. They raise chicks. They lay the eggs. They hatch the chicks. The little chicks are there. They're growing. One day they come. One chick missing. And usually when there's one chick missing, it means all the others are also going to go, because something discovered that and it's not going to leave there until it eats every one of those chicks. Now that little bird has no defense. It can't fight. It can't do anything. All it can do is to fly away. Now what does it do thereafter? Does it go into depression? Does it get into despair? Does it commit suicide? No. It builds another nest. It lays some more eggs. It raises a family again. Now, why am I telling you this? I am telling you this because this is the seerah of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ask yourself this question. Every one of you has heard these stories many times. The story of Taif, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to Taif to do what? Did he go there to take over the kingdom? Did he go there to buy some property? Did he go there to do a business deal? He went there to invite people to Islam. For what? For whose benefit? Was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam getting some $10 per person who comes to Islam? For whose benefit? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is smart enough to know that if he doesn't talk this stuff, he will be the most popular person in the city. He already was, right? He already was the most popular person in the place, and he became suddenly overnight the most unpopular. Why? Because he preached Islam. He was smart enough to know that. Why did he do that? So what happens to him? He gets beaten, he gets reviled, he gets insulted, he gets, injured. He's bleeding from head to foot. What happens to the people in Makkah? People who spent years maligning him, bad-talking him, character assassinating him, trying to actually murder him. They tried their best. The only reason they didn't succeed is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't decree that. But not because they didn't try. Right? And not for one or two years together. 13 years in Makkah. What was the focus on Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu? What was his focus? What was the focus of his wife Hinda radiallahu anha? I mean, these are all radiallahu anhu and radiallahu anha, but what they did for 13 years was not something for Ridha of Allah. What was the focus of Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu? What was the focus of Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu? What was the focus of Habshi bin Harb radiallahu anhu? Wahshi bin Harb radiallahu anhu? But what was the response of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? We have heard these stories, right? We've heard these stories. We also know the response. He forgave them. Did you ever think? And I want you to do that. I want you to reflect on this. And to reflect on this, I want you to think about it. I want you to keep in mind, maybe somebody said something to you, you didn't like it or whatnot. Put that in your mind and try to, I mean, I don't think any one of us has had the kind of experience that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had. And that is extreme. But whatever we have, try to keep that in mind and ask yourself, how come he forgave and I can't forgive? Now, did you ever ask yourself, how did he forgive? We know he forgave, right? How? There are ways and ways of studying the seerah. Just reading the book and saying this happened is one way, and that is not a particularly useful way. The real way to study the seerah is to put yourself in that place and say, how did he do this? How? You know how? The same way that bird does it. And what is that way? Focus on the purpose of your creation. That's it. Everything else falls by the wayside. Why were you created? He was created to be the Rasul of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your job is to convey the deen to the people. Everything else doesn't matter. And so he could rise above his own tragedies, he could rise above his own challenges, he could rise above his own anger, he could rise above his own resentment, he could rise above his own fears. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this in Surah Al-Ma'idah. بَلِّغْ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ فَإِنْ لَمْ تَفْعَلْ فَمَا بَلَّغْتَ رِسَالَةَ وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ جَلَّ وَعَلَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, your job is to convey what has been conveyed to you. And if you do not do that, then you have not fulfilled the right of the risala, the right of prophethood. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you from the people. I'm saying this to you because today this should be our single-minded focus. Let me fulfill the purpose of my creation. Why was I created? Individually, each one of us was created for what? وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Individually. We have not created the jinn and the insan, the human being, for anything other than our worship. To obey Allah, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make rujoo ila Allah, to have tawakkul on Allah, this is our personal infiradi purpose. And then we have a ijtima'i purpose. We have a collective purpose. What is that? كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. You are the best of people and you were selected for the benefit of people. تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْحَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. Enjoin good, forbid evil, have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is our collective purpose. I remind myself and you, let us focus on this. My individual purpose and my collective purpose. For the individual purpose, I have to strengthen my individual ibadat. Right? Zuhud, individual ibadat. Our tahajjud, our adhkar, our fara'id in the masjid as far as possible, sunan, nawafil, fasting, sadaqat, khairat. Individual. We know why that is important. It's like this phone. Right? There are two aspects to this phone. One is the battery of this phone, which needs to be charged on a daily basis. Second one is what this phone can do for everybody else, which is I can call people, I can send messages, I can do this, I can do that, provided the battery is charged. That is the connection between the infiradi and the istimai, between the individual and the collective. Unless the infiradi is strong, the istimai cannot be done. If the infiradi amal agar kamzor ho jaye, to istimai amal nahi ho sakte. The infiradi, the per individual amal, if they become weak or if they disappear, the istimai, the collective work cannot be done. Because the battery of the phone is dead. If the battery is dead, the phone can't do anything. It's still a phone, but it's a piece of metal. And that is what we need to focus on. What is my purpose? Everything else is a distraction. Don't worry about that. This one doesn't like me, that one doesn't like me, this one offended me. No. Forget all that. Remember Rasulullah, no one has done anything worse than what happened to him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So forget about everything else. Do not allow the world to distract you. You came to this world for a purpose Allah sent you. Do that work and go away. Khalas. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised, Wallahu yasimuka minan nas. Allah said, I will protect you from the people. Khalas. Don't worry about that. Do not worry about that. Allah will provide for you. Allah will protect you. Allah will support you. Allah will open doors for you where it looked like a blank wall. Provided you do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent you to do. That's why I give you the example of the little bird. The bird focuses on its purpose, which is to lay eggs and raise chicks. One set dies, second set dies, third one. Until that bird is dead, it will keep doing that. It is not going to change because it is focusing on its purpose. And that is why those birds survive. Those birds survive because they are focused. And that is what we must do. Be focused. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to make it easy for us, to focus us, to use us for His work and to be pleased with us and never be displeased and to help us in ways that only He can help and nobody else can help. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika rabbal alamin.